All right. You were given a sheet of paper again. I didn't have to pass them out this time. Everybody hopefully has one sheet. And the last time I had you write on there one thing. Remember what I had you write on it? One thing that you hate. Now, you might want to take and do the same thing again. You might want to use that same one, or since then, you might want to put something different that you hate. Okay? That's the first thing that you have to write down on that paper. One thing that you hate, whether it's the same thing as it was the last time, or maybe it's something new, but if you would do that, that would be helpful. Okay, one more thing that you're going to add to it this week, and this one should be really pretty easy for you. One thing that you really like, something that you'd really like to do or see or eat or feel, or something that involves your senses that you really would like to do. You know, you had the coin there. How many sides are there of the coin? Two sides. Okay, so this will be the other side of the coin here for you to write down this, and you don't have to consult with your partners or whatever else there. This is something just strictly for you, and both of these for yourself. I'm not collecting them again, but this is something for yourself to take note of. Again, something that you really like, really enjoy, really would like to do, or whatever along that line there. Okay, everybody have something on our list? You need more time? Okay, I'd leave the guys at the door here if they'd like to come up and help. One more time here. You can take, and each one of you people take one of these things here. As it's passed on your roll there, you can grab one. Everybody gets one, whether they're a baby, young child, adult, they can all have one. There should be enough to have everybody have one, and you take just one. Please, just one. You can pass the basket down through there and let them take their own, choose their own. I don't care. Pass them out, whatever you'd like to do, guys, there. Don't open them. I forgot to tell you. You almost opened them there. And you got to keep them closed there for a moment. More time to do your list, you could have done your list there in between here. And then you guys, when you're finished, you can bring up the excess if there's any left over. Have one? And Dot, did you get one, or did they skip you? Okay, good. This side over there, you got over here? All right. Everybody? Larry needs one. Passes it all, forgets to take one. All right. Very good. Well, everybody should have one. What did Matt receive? A silver dollar. It's a regular dollar. And maybe some of you haven't seen some of those before, but it's a regular dollar that you can spend. What's the value of it? A dollar. It may be worth a little bit more. I don't know what the value of it is actually, but you can spend it for a dollar. If you can convince somebody else to give you a little bit more for it, then that's all the better for your part there. I could give you each one of those, and that would be $52 worth, at least if we had 52 here or thereabouts. But I decided instead to give you each one of these envelopes instead, except for there were, one envelope has one more silver dollar in it, right? I don't know. Open it up and see what's in your, carefully open it up and don't lose what's in your envelope there. Make sure you open it up, and this is for you to have. It's for you to have. Each person has their own. Okay, so is that a silver dollar?
No.
Anybody have a silver dollar? Yeah, besides Matt. Okay, so I guess we didn't have another silver dollar in that. But what does Matthew, and somebody can maybe look this up if they don't know it, Matthew 6:21, if somebody can quote that? I'm sure you might know the verse, but four. Matthew 6:21. No. For where your? Okay, for where your treasure is, there is your heart also. And so tonight, instead of giving you a silver dollar that's worth monetary value, you have received, hopefully everybody's received the card, and then it's double-sided even, and it has a verse on each side. Some of them are in the New King James, I mean in the NIV, and there might be a couple that might be mixed on that, but most of them might be on the NIV, and it might have something on both sides. So that's for you to take home. And it was randomly put together, randomly passed out, and so however God decides to take and use that verse for you, He's decided that's what you need to have, I guess, you know. I trust that the Lord will bless you, even as make me a blessing. That will be a blessing to you this coming week to think about the phrase or the words that you might have on your card for yourself. Everybody should have one except for one person. Anybody didn't get one? You didn't get anything? What?
Empty.
Empty. Okay, Jason? Empty, huh? Okay, we'll get back to Mr. Jason there. This was kind of based on something that maybe some of you know about. I'll go into what that is here and some of these ideas where I came up with it. This other thing that I'm going to talk about was in the planning stage for about a year or more. I didn't realize that, and I did hear of it a little bit ago. But it happens to be dealing with somebody that you're very familiar with, one of the talk show persons, and it happens to be a lady by the name of Whitney, you know, Oprah Whitney? Winfrey. I'm sorry, Winfrey, yeah, right. She took in at the start of her season, began and asked some of the people in the audience to come down front. I think there was about 11 of them, and they came down front and sort of all excited that they were selected. Now, Matt, you had the chance to come up, and he did. All of you had the chance to come up, and only Matt came down, and so he was the one that got the silver dollar. And, of course, as I said, we couldn't have had... That's why I specified only one person coming down for tonight. But they had 11, I think it was about 11 people come down on the stage, and then they proceeded to take and say that they knew about their dreams, what their dreams might be, or at least what they thought they might be. And then they proceeded to bring out a vehicle and put it out front there. And they said that each person that was there had a key to a vehicle that was parked outside, like this car that was inside the audience. So each one of those people that were on the stage had a key for a brand new car, and it was going to be theirs. But you still had a number of other people that were out in that audience there. And so she began to do like what I did, and she says, well, here's the box. And so she brought out a box to everybody else. Everybody else gets the box. Don't open it. They open up the box when she told them to. And she says, there's one more person out there that has a key. I said there was maybe one more person out there that had a silver dollar. In this case, it turned out not to be. But in that case, she said there was one more person that had another key to another car. And so she said, open up your boxes. And so as she opened up the box, as they opened up their boxes, everybody's jumping for joy because everybody has what? Everybody has a key. Everybody had a key to another car. So everybody that was there that day received a brand new vehicle from courtesy of General Motors. And that's probably why I found out about it here, because of trying to tell about, they gave some video clips this past week. As I was thinking about some of these other thoughts there, I was thinking about that particular thing of what was done. And I thought, here are the people initially, the 11 people were really happy and jumping for joy. But then when the rest of the people received the key, well, man, they were really happy and jumping for joy. And so I think they gave already something like over 270 cars or something like that. So we'll round it off to 300 vehicles at about $20,000 each. How much does that come up to? Huh? Yeah, a lot of money, you know. 20,000 times 300 people. You figure out the math there. Quite a bit of money that General Motors took and passed away. But to me, it was one of the nicest things I've ever seen them do as far as giving something away. In my mind, they didn't tell us this, but in my mind, they have a huge advertising budget that they can and advertise with. But let's just see how well it does. Anybody, how many heard about that particular thing now that I've talked about it? All right? So many of you heard about that advertising thing. How many know what they were advertising besides a car? I mean, what type? Okay, you're on, Mike. So their advertising paid off. He knew there's a new G6 car coming out, this new car that our new engine's supposed to go into that we're in the process of making. I don't know where else they're making it. And so as a promotion for both the show, as our season opening, and for General Motors, I think, in my mind, General Motors got the most money for their spending at that particular time of the national audience. I mean, here's the number of people here that at least heard about it. I heard about it until I actually saw it. And so I started thinking about that in relation to the things spiritually. We were showing a video the other week here, or the other day here, about this particular show, and just seeing all this, how it happened, and I thought that was really pretty neat. But then thinking about spiritually, and here the people were really excited about receiving a gift for nothing that they knew was worth some value. My thought went to what about the rest of the people in the audience? When the first 11 were down and below down there, what were about the thoughts that were going on with the rest of the audience? Man, I wish I was one of them, right? Maybe they didn't say so, but maybe they felt inside. I was mad. Maybe there's somebody else felt, oh man, I wish I had the silver dollar like Matt did. And so sometimes there's thoughts going on that we don't necessarily share. And I was thinking that maybe some of these other people from the first 11 said, well, that was pretty great for them, but I wish I was also part of one of them. And then they did become one of them. And then how did their thought process change? Well, they might have went from hate to the other side of the coin of love and being happy because they also received something. And so tonight, just because Matt received something, I hope also that you will receive something that'll be of value to you as well. But I thought about that in the spiritual sense of how much we have received from the Lord. We had the song, and I'm glad Jorge had the different songs about being blessed and the salvation that we have. It's a great deal of money that was paid for our free salvation that we were able to have. And so we too can be a tremendous joy within us because of the salvation package that we have. And so I thought that was even more applicable, that you receive one thing materially, but the spiritual part, do they really remember that? Sometimes I guess we just don't realize some of the best gifts that we have, and that's eternal life. And so I thought that was an excellent kind of concept to think about. But then I have Jason over here that has an empty one there, right? So I'll trade you, Jason. Come on up here. Here's a one that has one in there. for an empty one. I even put an E on to make sure we could, I wouldn't lose the envelope there. But I gave him another verse, but also because he got the empty one there by random, he's going to have, I was going to even offer a free Bible if Jason needs another new Bible, but if he doesn't need a new Bible, maybe some other book that he would like or something, but until I'll talk with you after on that about what you would like to receive in place of this empty thing, so he gets a little bit more than just that one card there that he has coming to him. But that's the gift that goes along with this empty one, is a little something extra. So he thought maybe he had nothing, and turns out to have something. And we were empty sometimes as well, too. Turn to Ruth chapter 1 in your Bibles. Ruth chapter 1. Get the roof there some year. Like, what you call it this morning? Okay, it's there, I know. There it is. All right, Ruth chapter 1 here, and breaking out the story at verse 16. Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee, or to turn away from following after thee, for where thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do to me, that the Lord do so to me, and more also if anything but death part thee and me." When she saw that she was steadfastly determined to go with her, then she ceased speaking unto her. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass, when they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them, and they said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me?" And so here's a case of returning to Bethlehem. I thought that was kind of interesting, where the Lord was coming from when he was born is in the city of Bethlehem, and they returned to Bethlehem. But the idea of she was full, but she felt that she was home again empty. And as the story goes on, as many of us know about Ruth, she became full again as a result of through Ruth, and through Ruth comes the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ. So even though she might have seemed like she had everything and then lost everything, yet she really did have more than she really realized. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2. Well-known portion of Scripture again, but I'll read it. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. "And you hath ye made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all had our manner of life in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." And so we were empty, not the other way. We didn't start out full and then become empty. The only one was Adam and Eve. They started out, and then they lost, and then they regained again. But we started out empty. And that's just a little summary of what the writer Paul puts as how we were. But then he goes on to say, "But God," in verse 4, "who is rich in mercy, for his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath made us alive together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So here's the portion of where we go back to full. And sometimes we might not be completely full because of depending on where our walk is with the Lord after our salvation. But he gives us the potential. He gives us the ability to take and do that. Hebrews chapter 1. We're just one verse there, I believe. Hebrews chapter 1. Again, we've heard this portion of Scripture well, many times too, verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Many times we've heard that verse, but I was made aware of it again in the light of some people might think that the Lord Jesus Christ is sort of like some spiritual thing, some spirit. And here it says that he's more than that. He's a person. It says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. And so it's more than just some spirit. He's a real human being, the Godhead, although they have way more abilities than us, but it's not some fantasy kind of situation or some spiritual thing, but they're people to take and we have a personal relationship that we're talking about this morning, our relationship. And the relationship is with the Lord Jesus Christ, even as we talked about that in the worship time this morning. The relationship is with a person, and it's not just some fictional or fantasized thing, but it involves a real person. And so as a result of that, the other week there we considered some things about hate a couple of weeks ago when I spoke. The other side of the coin is God's love for us. And so turn back into Deuteronomy chapter 7, back in there. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which the Lord hath brought you out of with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord are thy God, he is God, the faithful God, who keepeth covenant mercy with them who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations, and repayeth them who hate him to their face to destroy them. He will not be slack to them, to him who hateth him, he will repay him to his face. So who is this talking about? Is this everybody? To the Israelites, to the Jewish people. And so there's that tremendous verse. I didn't choose you because you were more than number. I just chose you out of love. And so that aspect alone is a real blessing to the Jewish people. But he also says in verse 10, for those that hate him, he will destroy them. He will not be slack to him who hateth him. He will repay him to his face. We talked a little bit about God's hate, what he hates, and this is some of it. There's the other side of the coin. He loves them, but yet there's also those that he hates. Jeremiah 33:3. Again, a well-known verse. Call to me, and I will answer thee. Is that the right one? No, that's not the right reference. The one for the Lord hath appeared of old unto me. Yea, I have. Okay, thank you. I knew it was close. 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And so again, to the Jewish people, he gives that message of love, but it's an everlasting love. Based on what he said, I didn't really choose you because of your numbers, but the love that I have for you is everlasting. And that's to the Jewish people. What about us? 1 John, again, as I thought about, again, the fact of, well, if everybody else received the car, maybe we'd like one too. Well, what about us? If you think about that in the spiritual, 1 John chapter 4. And verse 10. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. And so like the Jewish people, we are chosen in a sense as well too, not because of the numbers, not because of us being good, as I read in Ephesians there, but that he just loved us and sent his son to die for us. And so again, like the Jewish people, we might think that they have all the specialty things, but he also loves everyone else as well too. However, not everyone's going to take and accept that offer of salvation. And so, this list of God's love, I have these sheets there that you can take with you. I have some other verses that are just all verses, and I have the wrong references. You find out on that one. You'll have to correct that. It's 31:3 on your sheets here. There's about 30 of them, if you're interested, but to pick up yourself. I'm not going to pass those out. I'd like you to take them if you're interested. They're just all verses I put together and thinking about some aspects of God's love list. The idea, as I put down here for everybody, is someone would not do things unless they are a benefit to themselves or out of love. Love drives people to do some things at times. And so as you think about God's love for us, there's certainly many things that we have. So we've been blessed, even as Jorge was saying, and make me a blessing, count your blessings. Certainly all these signs would tie in with the thoughts this evening of the idea of God's love list. This morning we had the verse in Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And so God that has that in mind certainly is going to be giving us many things. And so as you look at these verses and consider them, meditate on them during the week here, may it help you to realize that you've been blessed. And these can add to your blessings as you think about Thanksgiving times. You can count these to yourselves there. But I'm just going to end with those thoughts there so that you can take one of these things easily. And just think about all that we have. We might be jealous of the fact that we didn't get a car, a brand new vehicle. But the idea to me is that I have eternal life. Far more value, far more of benefit. It really is more than all that mankind can give. And sometimes people might have thought, how can we top that show, you know? Well, God has. And yet some people haven't realized that he has topped that immensely by sending his son to die for us. And so I trust that you might think about some of these things that you have in God's word as a benefit of his, not hate, but out of love for each one of you.